The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Longtime community advocate David Hernandez is joining us right now to talk about efforts to recall Mayor Eric Garcetti and some of the other issues in town. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
So set this up for us on where you fit into this recall effort.
Well, and you know, when we look at, I think the press conference that we held was June 19th. And prior to that, there was a lot of talk about, you know, the homeless crisis, the lack of affordable housing, you know, a lot of different things. And but ever since that press conference, just you know, and serving the mayor with a notice of intent to recall, the homeless crisis in Los Angeles has gone from a mid burner to the front burner. What we have seen, you know, once you threaten a politician's livelihood or their political future and shed some light on the subject, all of a sudden, issues have a tendency to rise up the priority list. So from that aspect, the recall that's in progress has already been a success in my book, in that we are now coming to terms with some of the real problems that are impacting Los Angeles, and it is becoming more and more apparent to more individuals that it's not a housing shortage. And that is the good news. The bad news is that we had to come to this point, that 1,000 people in the past year had to die on the streets of Los Angeles in order to get to this point, that police officers and other first responders and deputy district city attorneys have come down with typhus and typhoid, and the threat of a plague sweeping Los Angeles is a viable threat that medical professionals are not only taking seriously but expounding upon. So it's a very volatile time in Los Angeles, and I think in part, not only at the local level, but at national level. We heard today that President Trump was talking about interceding into the homeless crisis in Los Angeles. We have come a long way in just a half a month, Larry.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those things. We saw in the past week the mayor announce that he plans to lead a coalition of mayors calling on Congress to pass the Ending Homelessness Act. That's Representative Maxine Waters' legislation that would direct more than $13 billion to support the work of cities on the front lines of homelessness. We saw a cleanup effort in the early part of the week right in the Civic Center area where they basically posted signs, you got to pick your stuff up and go. And they came through with the big hoses and the sanitation things and the clean chemical to sanitize. Those are tangible signs?
Well, they are, but it's a case of too little, too late. You know, it is unfortunate that, you know, part of that cleanup was you know, 2 months ago or 3 months ago is when the deputy city attorney came down with typhus because of the fleas and, you know, nothing but stonewalling her. The initial response was from Herb Wesson, well, maybe we should get some feral cats and, you know, to deal with the rat infestation. It's like, come on. So the streets around City Hall may be a little bit cleaner this morning, but when you look at the area, not only in, you know, Skid Row is no longer, you know, San Julian and 7th Street is in every city council district in the city. So cleaning the site, you know, doing things that are the responsibility of the elected officials and the city services, doing your job is not really a time for praise and celebration.
You wanted to talk a bit about the sanitation story, because you have to mention that. It kind of set this up for us. Reports of big piles of garbage piling up. You had something in the mayor's office or somebody saying, oh, it's businesses, you know, it's not the homeless people. This story has kind of exploded. Explain what has happened in the backstory on this, because as we've been talking about it, it all has to do with deals that were handed out, exclusivity in areas, prices for garbage pickup skyrocketing, garbage companies frankly not wanting to pick up because of the dangers. Walk us into this story.
Well, you know, Larry, that goes back, you know, and underline all of the challenges that we have in Los Angeles are, and I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, well-intentioned individuals. They wanted to have zero landfill waste. They wanted to have more environmentally friendly trash trucks that are mandated. It's a state mandate anyhow. They wanted to accomplish certain environmental goals with regards to commercial trash in the city of Los Angeles. And what a great opportunity to move that giant green Trojan horse right into the horseshoe at City Hall and start talking about how can we go about affecting a viable environmental plan with regards to commercial waste. And so what they did was they divided the city of Los Angeles into 11 zones, from Sylmar to San Pedro, from Venice to Boyle Heights. The commercial trash pickup for apartments, restaurants, I mean, any commercial business, there was about 180 private trash companies doing business in the city of Los Angeles. And the bill of goods that was sold is that if we go to an exclusive trash franchise where we have a limited number of companies picking up the trash, it'll be more efficient, it'll be more cost effective, you'll have less vehicles on the road, and we'll be able to achieve our zero waste in landfills ahead of schedule. And on paper and in the PowerPoint presentations that were given, it looked pretty optimal. However, in reality, if you want to do business with the city of Los Angeles, Larry, and you want to, say, supply toilet paper to City Hall, there are certain guidelines that one has to follow as a vendor in order to do business with the city. And now, in those guidelines is a provision that you have to be a union company, or you have to have a labor peace agreement with a union. Well, 99% of those independent haulers were family businesses, they were non-union, and they were not going to enter into an agreement with the union just to submit a proposal with no guarantee of being awarded a franchise. So here we have the most said to be progressive city council in the nation, and awarding the contracts to some of the national corporations like Waste Management, like Republic Services, Athens, and some of the others. And so all of a sudden you had seven trash companies that are picking up all the commercial trash, everything from a three-unit apartment to, you know, the large shopping malls to hospitals to where, whatever your any commercial business goes to those companies. They divided it up with Waste Management, getting to West San Fernando Valley and another one, Athens, West Los Angeles, and two others. Republic Services also getting two, and a couple of other smaller ones that were included. Now, remember, their reasoning was you're going to have one company going down the block picking up the commercial trash from every single commercial business, which means it's going to be more efficient and it'll be more cost-effective. Unfortunately, what we saw in reality and what you see in a monopolized type system such as this is that if you are a commercial customer and you have no choice other than to use a specific company who has the exclusive rights all of a sudden you're faced with a trash bill. And I'll give you one very egregious example. In the Encino area, you had an HOA, which was basically 64 owner-occupied condos, most of them all seniors and retired, that had waste management picking up their trash for 10 years. They were paying $1,700 a month, which was they could do it. Waste management then gets the zone that they're in, reassesses their fee, and raises it from $1,700 a month to $19,000 a month.
$19,000 a month?
Absolutely. Because they recalculated the distance of where their trash bins were, how many trash bins they needed. They divided their property into different sections. And so the creative financing that has gone in to calculating these new rates has people looking at...
And then you have the mayor just getting up, we're going to fine you if you have trash piles. Even addressing the situation.
No, and many times I was receiving calls from housing providers pleading because they had, you know, mid-sized apartment buildings that the trash wasn't being picked up, that there were, you know, maggots and rats and stuff around.
And the response from the city was?
Well, you know, we'll work this out. You know, it's a work in progress. Well,
meanwhile, you're to pay $19,000 or haul it yourself, right?
Right. Well, I went and I spoke at one of the committees, and I said, you know, Paul Koretz, you know, these are your constituents. How can you justify from $1,700 to $19,000? And it's like, well, you will have to look into that. And you know, what has happened because you know we've been at this ever since, you know, challenging them at every point. There are actually two lawsuits making their way through the courts right now. In fact, the next court date will be July 10th at Department 17. And the first lawsuit is against the city of Los Angeles for increasing the trash franchise without putting it to a vote of the people, the franchise fee. And the other is against the five of the trash haulers for their business practices. And so they'll be heard. They're making their way through the courts. We've had the city attempted to have the case dismissed.
With that, I got to stop it there because we're just simply out of time. This is obviously a story that's going to continue on, and we'll have you updated for us. David Hernandez is an activist in the community talking about the homeless crisis. One of the aspects that ties it together with this is if the trash fees go so high, companies, what are they going to do? It's going to start to pile up. We're out of time. David, thank you so much for being on the program.
You got it, Larry. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.